This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now in the third watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and see all the different things we have to offer and follow us along over there, too. All right, joining us right now, hour number one, the professor of politics himself from California IA, getting blown away out there tonight, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Spread your wings and fly, friend.
That's right. The winds are pretty strong. I can attest to that.
Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, Judeo-Christian values, because that's how our country was formed. Well, let's see. How's the song go? I'll be home for Christmas, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, the CDC says you will because you aren't going anywhere. They're not suggesting anybody goes anywhere for Christmas. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, and that's what the CDC is saying, and I think we may find, Captain, that a lot of people are actually going to be doing that this time as they look at the different cases and so forth, and although some will travel, but I think we may see sort of a little bit of a repeat of Thanksgiving where a lot of people that I knew weren't going anywhere, basically, yeah.
Well, it's a shame because the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging Americans not to travel for Christmas to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The plea comes amid the reports of rising numbers of infections of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19 and follows the Atlanta-based CDC guidelines. Now, by that time, they're not even taking into consideration there's going to be people being vaccinated.
Well, that's exactly right. And those vaccinations will start up sooner than later, that's for sure.
Well, some have already started this week.
Mm-hmm. And even in the UK, you know, they've got the approval that we actually talked about that. We broke that news last night on the program, Captain, as well.
Yep.
That's going to start to start up in the UK. So you're right. They aren't factoring all that in, but it will take time to get to enough people, I think, to really make a dent. So, but the sooner the better.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger in Georgia with all the stuff that's going on there, there are people that are coming in from Hollywood that are posing as Republicans, knocking on doors, playing dirty in the Georgia runoffs, saying that, well, you know, we've got this protest going and we're not going to vote, and we want you to join in on it too because we've been cheated and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Don't fall for that lie, folks.
No, don't fall for that because it's completely, opposite of what people should be doing right now. Remember, Georgia is going to be the firewall in the Senate now. Everything hinges on these two runoff elections. It can't be overstated, Captain, that people absolutely have to defeat the Democrats in this case Otherwise, talk about running amok. It will be bad. And so for those who are lying to people, I mean, that's on them. But there is no better time right now to make sure that the Democrats get defeated.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line. Let me go over there. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing, Matt? It's Rick.
Okay, what's up there, Rick? Trucker Rick.
I wanted to say I really love your show. It's off the hook, but I'd like to make a statement.
Sure.
On my opinion, based on everything that's going on. I just heard that this back in 2019 that the blood samples and the Red Cross or whatever, back in 2019 it was tainted and it contained the antibodies for the coronavirus. And this is going back another year.
Right.
So everything's all messed up. I think this entire thing with the hypocrisy, the felonious activity from the DNC and the Democrats, and the total disregard for the Constitution, which is basically a dictation of the law of the land from our founding fathers. And the way it's completely tossed away and disregarded, and the things that are being done by the Democrats up to and including this election, previous elections, is tyranny.
Right.
It's basically a radical government, and it goes so deep, and it's been going on, and it was well calculated and orchestrated for a very long time. I believe we are in the beginning of a civil war.
Well, you could be right. You could be very right.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
I just started rolling here. I just tuned into your show, but I just wanted to call and make that statement.
All right. Well, we'll expound on it for you there, Rick, because we've got several other things we're going to talk about here, because tonight I'm going to give some people some great ideas again to try to counter all that's going on here, because we can straighten this mess out. We the people, and it's going to be up to us, not the politicians.
That's right.
All right. Thanks,
That's
Rick.
Right.
Thanks, Rick. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Night. All right. And Kyle, what do you think?
Well, hopefully there won't be such a thing as a civil war, but we're not going to be the ones starting it, that's
no.
for sure.
No. And by the way, there are a lot of things, folks, that we can do. We're going to get into a little checklist tonight and help you out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor offers you the three-week quick start, which is still just $19.95 for 3 weeks. That's about a dollar a day to see whether or not they can get you out of pain and discomfort. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com, or give them a call at this number, 800-583-84. 800-583-84. And to get the $19.95 price, you got to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. Now, remember, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your normal active everyday activity, maybe even your job, then I'm suggesting that you try the three-week quick start. I've been taking it now for going on almost 5 years, and it works for me. And I take it at least twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening before I start the show to settle in the problems that I have with the left ankle and foot that like to swell up when you least expect it. But anyway, there you go. So back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Barack Obama is saying that the left needs to stop saying defund the police, and he's getting all kinds of flack back from the progressives.
Well, exactly. You know, this phraseology, I think, is what he's really taking issue with, the idea that, you know, you're going to turn off, you know, a lot of the audience, he said, by saying, you know, defund the police. What you really mean is you want it to be more fair, and you want reform and all that. And, you know, Captain, I don't think that's what the progressives in the far left are talking about when they talk about defund the police. I think they mean
defund the police. That's right. That's what they want to do. They want to defund the police, and they want to put these community officers out there, and they want to get rid of some of the crimes and make it legal to be able to just go out there and sit on a street corner and smoke pot all day long if you want and all that stuff. I mean, that's what they want.
Right, exactly right. And get rid of the prisons and all that stuff. In other words, you know, it's one of those things, Captain, when the far left tells you things about themselves, we need to believe what they say. They're not saying that out there in a vacuum, but Barack Obama is trying to be more nuanced because I think he is savvy about this, and that is that it's harder for them to sell you on defunding the police if they use that kind of language. But if they talk about more esoteric things, you know, then maybe it'll start softening people up for their ultimate goal or something like that. But, you know, honestly, you know, they really, really stepped in this, you know, with that phraseology, and for good reason, because, again, it was exactly what they meant.
And then you got Joe Biden, who yesterday stole the president's favorite phrase, America first.
I know.
He says, well, we're not America only, but we're going to be America first when it comes to our policies and hiring people and doing this, that, and the other, and all that. We're going to be America first. What's the difference,
well,
Joe?
Exactly. Well, exactly. Well, but they've been doing the Trump stuff all throughout the campaign,
uh-huh.
You know, in terms of the tonality sometimes and even this particular, you know, I guess Build Back Better just isn't polling, you know, focus grouping so well or something anymore. But again, I think they're looking very carefully at these different phrases. And to say something that's going to lead you to believe that, okay, well, it's still America first or it's all good. No, that's not what they mean.
Now, here's something that I would like to know. Bill Barr is the Attorney General, right?
Right, right.
And so far, we don't know about a lot that's been done other than the announcement the other day about John Durham, right?
Right.
But we do know that there are DOJ inspectors, investigators out in the system looking around the country for fraud and whatnot, correct?
Right.
We also know the FBI's out there, right?
Right.
Have you heard one word from Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI?
No, but certainly we've heard a lot from the FBI on other, you know, events, news events that have happened that have had national interest and so forth. But we're not hearing anything about this whatsoever, it would seem. Now, that could be a good thing and could be a very bad thing.
Well, I'm going to make a suggestion to the listening audience. We've told them about calling their congressional representatives, right?
Right.
We told them about calling their state legislators, right?
Right.
I think they need to start calling the FBI and the Department of Justice and saying, hey, do something. We can all see what's been done with our voting all across the country. If we can see it, how come you people can't see something and do something? Do something.
Well, what's happening, and one would hope, and you know, that they are doing something somehow behind the scenes that we're just not aware of at this point. But what happens, Captain, is that if they don't do something, at the very least investigate it, and we get a thorough sort of reporting on this, then it's going to continue to erode the public's confidence in the integrity of our elections. And that, I mean, we heard for 4 years, really, how Russia interfered in all this kind of stuff. Of course, you know,
all the time.
Yeah, that's right. And how it was an attack on our democracy. It subverted our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here we see this happening right before our eyes. And we're just being told, well, just keep going. There's nothing to see here. And that's just going to really erode. But in other words, it's not some ridiculous Mueller investigation that turns out to be a big zero. This is something that's going to stick for a long, long time. And that can't be good for our country. No matter what, it can't be good for our country.
Now, you never know exactly what the FBI is investigating, what they're doing, how they're doing it. But yet yesterday, a paper in South Florida, newspaper, said that a prominent Florida attorney out of South Florida was currently under investigation after making public remarks that he was moving himself and his wife and his family to Georgia just to vote.
Right.
And then they were going to move back to South Florida.
Well, and again, you know, if you do that with that intent, that seems to me to be...
That's a felony.
Illegally. Exactly, exactly. And so... And to have that happen, or to have people simply, change their status as fast as they can, and then change it right back again. All these things, you're right. They're felonies, and they will be found. And especially, I heard tell of about 5,000 or so ballots that came in after the election that seemed to fit that profile, and the Republicans are definitely looking at that and will definitely call the attention to that very loudly.
Well, the president yesterday, in a lengthy set of taped remarks that came out, called perhaps the most important political speech of his presidency, took issue with the inquiry into the FBI's infamous Russian probe, which they were all over and not afraid to mention that they were in it because of Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and that bunch. But he also emphasized the voter fraud claims being pressed by his legal team to challenge last month's presidential election, and how we're not hearing a word, not a word, about that.
Well, right. Now, this is really important because perhaps like no other president of the modern era, President Trump has the ability to laser beam a message to tens of millions of people in a heartbeat, basically. And so this does circumvent somewhat the media blackout. And believe you me, this is the same kind of thing as though, well, we're going to suppress the Hunter story, but now we're going to suppress the voter fraud or election fraud story as well. We're just going to ignore it, basically. But the president, President Trump in particular, has the ability, as I said, to laser beam that message so that people are aware of it, and so it'd be harder and harder to justify ignoring the story, especially when we are hearing that, you know, there's going to be a review or an appeal here and this kind of thing. The story is out there and people know about it.
Well, the left and the media are not going to tell you about it because they are going out of their way, not to mention anything that we know that's going on with voter fraud across the country. They are going out of their way not to report it.
Well, exactly right. And that is, and that goes way beyond, Captain, the idea of, you know, setting up the editorial.
They're suppressing the news.
Exactly.
Legitimate news. They're suppressing it.
Exactly. What was it? Now, was this for the New York Times, if I recall correctly, way back when, all the news that's fit to print, that kind of thing?
That was them.
Yeah. And so, but we're way, way, way beyond that with them at this point. And again, because people need to know, this is the biggest story so far, it would seem, of the 21st century, in terms of the magnitude that it has. And they were all over the Russian thing, but that was based on a trumped up, no pun intended, dossier that was shown to be false. And yet they ran with it and ran with it. We spent millions and millions and millions of dollars investigating it, all to find out, as I said, it was a big nothing. And here we are today with empirical evidence, sworn affidavits, everything you can think of, and it's like one of those movies where, well, that's okay, I just hit the button and the story goes away.
Well, the Pennsylvania Republican Party is saying that the Supreme Court could still upend the vote in Pennsylvania, and one of the reasons for that is because the Supreme Court is going to combine the several different Supreme Court cases that are in the mix in Pennsylvania and make a decision on all of them at one time. So here comes the music. We'll have to wait to get into more about that. Plus, Sidney Powell was in the news again yesterday for something that she did. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United Kingdom became the first Western country on Wednesday to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use, with approval in the United States expected within the next 2 weeks. A supply of the vaccine is already reportedly set to be shipped to health departments around the country to be given to healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities. But when will everyone else be able to get immunized at their doctor's office or corner pharmacy? The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed says it may be just a matter of months. Dr. Monsef Slaoui tells Fox News there should be enough vaccine produced to immunize everyone in the United States by June.
We will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens. And up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall, enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is a website to go to, and when you're there, get yourself a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat, too, that you want to insure. They'll do all of that. Plus, if you want to save some real money, bundle your homeowners and your renter's insurance policy in with your vehicle, and you will save a bunch of money. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door for you wide open. And I've been with them for going on 15 years, and knock on wood, they save me money every year, and I check to make sure, believe me. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Again, the important thing here is we need to know the FBI, the DOJ, seem to be nowhere to be found on the vote claims. They're supposed to be out there investigating. I'll go with that. We're not really going to hear what they're doing or how they're doing it, but we need to make some noise. The people need to make some noise, and we need to be calling up our FBI offices and saying, hey, man, what are you doing about the voter fraud that's out there? We see it. We hear it. We know what's going on. Come on. What are you doing? You got to do something because we're running out of time, and it's beginning to look more and more like maybe those folks aren't doing their job.
Well, you know, Captain, I can't imagine what so many Americans are thinking as of this hour right now, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there are ways to make your voice heard. You know, we certainly saw what happened over the summertime with people who wanted to make their voice heard by burning down cities and entire stores and blocks and what have you, and other violent acts against other people because they disagreed with them politically. But we would have a much different approach. Just like we saw the big march in Washington, thousands upon thousands and thousands of people in Washington there to support President Trump. You know, that wasn't really reported accurately either. The massive just ocean of people that was there was never really transmitted, I think, along the mainstream media. But in other words, there's a lot of people and a lot of power out there. And so, yes, you can contact your representatives, local. You can write letters, as you were mentioning, write letters to the editor and these kinds of things. In other words, there has to be an overwhelming sort of response, respectful.
Use social media, but you got to be respectful because on social media you get booted off.
Well, exactly right. Because this is a major fight. Again, if it really is that, let's just say, if Joe Biden got 80 million votes, more than Barack Obama even got, if that's really true, then we want to know it. We want to know it for real. We don't want there to be a cloud hanging over our country at all. But unfortunately, Captain, there are those who believe that a cloud hanging over our country is actually to their benefit. And this is what we're seeing. And by the way, we're seeing the coming attractions, this movie trailer, as it were, of the coming Biden administration, and it's a scary movie.
Yeah.
We can tell, you know, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it's really, in other words, the American people are seeing exactly what Joe Biden is going to do. Yeah, he might be angering the progressives, quote-unquote, a little bit here at this stage, but make no mistake, he's not going in there to continue anything that Donald Trump started or that the people wanted. He's going to go in there and do exactly what the machine tells him to do. And that's a sad thing to say, for sure.
Yeah, now, Sidney Powell was back in the news again yesterday in Georgia because her Dominion quest in Georgia is now getting an expedited appeal hearing. It's going to be heard in the appeals court there very quickly.
Yes, and that's very, very important. And again, time is of the essence. And one wonders, Captain, of course, you know, in the face of evidence that is that has veracity, that is verifiable, that is overwhelming, if all those things are true, then there has to be some remedy that the court would impose. Now, the court is not going to want to disenfranchise millions of voters who cast their votes properly, but there's got to be something that they can institute on that. That's where the real trick is going to be, I think. And once they're able to do that, and I think at that point it would be demonstrable that something very out of the ordinary happened, whatever the remedy is, has got to be at least fit the notion that millions of people's votes were canceled out. And the fact that they did cast their votes properly, but they got canceled out by the bad guys.
Where was Rudy Giuliani yesterday?
I think he was heading to Michigan, right?
He was in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because last night their hearing went late into the evening. Mm-hmm. And he's called on the Michigan GOP to step up amid the massive fraud there and to start an action of their own, which I think they're doing. But we'll see.
Well, exactly. Now, he of course, they've been in Pennsylvania. They were in Arizona, now in Michigan. And so, again, you know, it's interesting, Captain, just briefly, you know, I've sat on several juries in my time, not big, huge cases, but a case nonetheless, and I've noticed something, that when people are listening to evidence, and they've been charged with having to decide about something, they really do rise to the occasion. I've never gone into a jury room where someone says, yeah, I can spot a guilty person a mile away, that kind of stuff you hear about. It's not like that. People, they look at the evidence, they want to know that they're making the right decision, and what I'm hoping is that these people in the legislatures who are hearing this evidence that's being presented, that they're going to have that kind of open mind and want to make the right decision and not simply an expedient or political decision, because it's on them, it's on their shoulders.
Okay, and let's go back to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Judy in Sarasota.
What's up?
I'd like to say the DOJ comes out today with the phrase, He's working on it. You know, he's working on it. Working on what? I have a feeling that our Attorney General is a rhino. And I think that he's one of the biggest detrimental steps to our giving a clear and a fair election. I'd like to know, what is he doing prancing around up the Bush Ranch? You know, the Bush.
He was hunting.
Yeah, he was hunting. The Bush family hates our president. And I don't know. All these things are just not fitting. I mean, the DOJ came out with that phrase today. It almost seems like it's some kind of a damage control situation.
Probably is.
Well, you know, I could be wrong, and if I am, well, pardon me. But I just have this feeling, and I don't think things are right. And I think that's why the FBI and the DOJ and all, that's why they're not doing anything, because I think there's something going on here far deeper than what we can see.
All right. Thank you very much, Judy.
Captain, take care.
Okay. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, yes, I think, you know, it's all very bizarre, you know. In fact, I think that's what even Jenna Ellis described, you know, some of these statements as being, as bizarre. But one of the things that I think is happening here, Captain, is that it would seem that the one of the main message out of all this, what we're seeing happening here, it would seem the main message is only the political class is going to be acceptable by either Washington, obviously, or the mainstream media, which is integrally, you know, it's an integral part of our daily society and how news and stories are framed. But here comes President Trump, who is an outsider. By definition, he's an outsider. Yes, he gave a lot of money to political candidates over the years, but he truly acted as an outsider. And now there's a snapback to, nope, only people in the political class, whether you're Obama or Biden or, you've just been around Washington forever, or you've joined the club, so to speak. That's what's going on in many respects. And the people want an outsider. They want someone who's actually going to fight for them and not just be another part of the group person.
How much money is Donald Trump taking for being president?
Well, as I understand, he donates his salary every year.
Well, he donates it every quarter.
Annually.
To a different charity of some sort.
That's right. Exactly right.
Now, we didn't hear that about Obama, did we?
Nope.
We certainly aren't going to hear it about Biden, are we?
Nope.
So, there you go. Well, that's the deal right there. by the way, it appears that Joe Biden is losing some steam with his economic team right now. That it's not resonating with the people.
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, generally speaking, especially with Office of Management and Budget, with the lady who he wants to nominate for that, she's got she deleted
Neera Tanden.
Yeah, Neera Tanden. She's deleted like 1,000 or more tweets or something on that order. And of course they're saying, well, mean tweets and who's the king of mean tweets and all this kind of stuff. But I think there's kind of a difference there. And she doesn't have a good chance to get through the Senate, let's just say.
All right. No, she doesn't. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back. We're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. A lot of activity going on out west. It's cold again tonight. One last night of cold weather here, it looks like, here in our area. Things will warm up a little bit more tonight than what they were yesterday, but we'll let you know what's going on. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, listening to us, although it's a little bit early for her, so she's got about a couple more hours before she comes onto the radio dial. But she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia at the Double D Horse Ranch up there, and that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, try their great coffee. You'll get a free cup of coffee if you're on the Third Watch when you go in there and say, hey, man, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he told me to stop on by here and grab my free cup of coffee, and that's what you'll get. But then while you're there, I consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club because you'll get points for buying fuel, points for buying food, and points for buying supplies in the trucker store. And you can accumulate those points or you can use them in the Drivers Club itself. They got a book, a little magazine they'll send to you, and you'll be able to use it to get all sorts of different stuff. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, here we go.
Rumors spread around, you'd like to take the time, try to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about, just let me know if you wanna go. mouth on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Bringing you in there, and I'm telling you, you talk about getting it going. That's called LaGrange, and they sure as heck know how to get it going, and that's all there is to it. So we'll get that turned down there before we bring Kyle back into the mix here. And Kyle, I think you're on the line now, right?
I'm here.
All right, let me read the statement, and then I'll turn it over to you. A Santa Ana wind event is expected to impact Southern California. You said you're already getting it through late week into the weekend. Now, these very gusty offshore winds combined with the extremely dry conditions will set up the stage for critical to extremely critical fire weather conditions, and any fires that develop will likely spread very quickly and show erratic behavior. Now, you already said they're talking about maybe turning the power out there in case the power lines go down. They don't want them to ignite a fire, right?
That's right, Captain. We got that notification just a little while ago, earlier this evening. I'm pleased to say I don't think the winds are that big to warrant that kind of thing, but again, they may have a different calculus on that, but we were told that it could happen. But the winds are pretty high. They are the Santa Ana winds. They're not the hot winds. They're a cool wind, but it does raise the fire weather danger here in Southern California. And yes, they should be here through about Thursday night, we understand, and a little bit into the weekend as well, hopefully dying down a lot by Thursday evening. And so that high wind warning's for all of San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange Counties, L.A. County, also about as far north as Ventura, and then also up towards Bakersfield as well as the wind comes in off the desert there. Then as we head north, we've got more air stagnation advisories. This is going to be in the Medford area, Rosenberg. We've also got a wind warning in Portland, and that's because you do have small craft advisories and gale warnings and so forth off the coast of Oregon and Washington. And actually, that small craft advisory goes all the way down toward the Mexican border as well, so all down the west coast tonight, Captain. Air stagnation continues through most of Washington, most of Idaho as well, and again, that's when you don't have a lot of vertical mixing in the air, and the pollutants and so forth can gather more near the surface, and so sensitive people need to take that into consideration, of course. Then in Colorado right now, Captain, it looks like our friends in Denver are clocking in at 17 degrees right now, so very, very cold, and maybe some snow, one would think, in the offing if there's any kind of precipitation there. We definitely turn to snow, and then we've got a freeze watch going on just south of Phoenix, but yeah. The Mesa area, that's a freeze watch. So if you're coming across I-10 and then to I-8, you're going to be involved in that. That also continues on as you head west towards Yuma. And then also a freeze watch, which is going to encompass Parker, Arizona. So again, if you're coming across I-8, I-10, be aware of that, because again, you got to make sure your fuel is right for something like that as well.
We still got winter driving conditions and a winter storm warning in the panhandle of Oklahoma, west of Oklahoma City, on down into the northwestern quadrant of Texas. So from Amarillo, I-40 across to Oklahoma City, winter driving conditions. Southern Kansas across to about Salina, winter driving conditions, and Clovis, New Mexico, over through Lubbock, over to the central part of Oklahoma, winter driving conditions with a winter storm warning in the middle of all of that. And then, of course, down here in the south, along the Gulf, all the way from the Mexican border to about Mobile, Alabama, and Pensacola. You've got gale winds going on. You've got some shoreline flooding going on in Louisiana and the eastern part of Texas around Beaumont. And then we do have a frost warning tonight, again, freeze warning as well, from Valdosta, Georgia, over to Brunswick, on down to Jacksonville, down towards Fernandina Beach, and over to about Ocala for the real cold stuff. And then it will be warming up here in our area. Now, we got Dan the Man hanging on the line here. So, Dan the Man, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I heard you and Kyle talk about President Trump, Joe Biden, how President Trump gives his salary away to charity, which he does. I'm not sure how much even a president makes today, but I'm it's probably hitting the half million.
I think it's at least a half a million.
Half a million. Yeah. How much now?
At least a half million, maybe more.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. It gives it away. You know, I always was surprised he never campaigned on that. He put his money where his mouth is. I've helped veterans. I've given to veterans. I don't take a dime from this job. And when you compare him to Joe Biden's tax returns from last year, this is no lie. Joe Biden gave a total of $326 to charity last year.
And he made $18 million, I think.
Yeah. And that was to his church.
Yeah.
So that equals about $6 a week. But sometimes I was always surprised at how Trump downplayed himself, you know, especially when it came to that. I thought that would have been a classic fact for the American people to know, because a lot of people don't know it. There's only two presidents that's never taken a dime for being president. One, Donald Trump. The other one, Herbert Hoover.
Yep.
Sometimes people say Kennedy didn't, but he did. That's a myth. Kennedy took every dime he made as president. But just those two, they came in with enough money. They were selfless when it came to this country, especially Donald Trump. So I was always surprised, too, how Bill Barr and Donald Trump's paths crossed, because Barr was the Attorney General for George H.W. Bush from 90 to 92. And I never could figure out, it was like vinegar and water. But Trump, out of all his staff he has picked, he has remained loyal to Barr more than any other person.
Yeah.
But he is he's not a hands-on, get-your-hands-dirty guy. But still, he's connected with the Bushes. It doesn't seem right. Both Bushes did not like Donald Trump. And let's not forget, Donald Trump wasn't invited to George H.W. Bush's funeral.
Right.
And that was the ultimate cheap shot. No matter what it was, you should return respect to the sitting president. He sent his wife down there, who kind of looked out of place.
Okay. Here comes the music.
Anyway, that was my two cents. He didn't campaign on himself as much as he could have.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. We'll talk to you again later. All right. Here comes the music. We've got to let him go. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to check the headlines during the break. And we're going to let you know what else is going on. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Busy night. By the way, Roger Stone is coming to Tampa next week. He'll be at the Tampa Trump Club over there at Mugs on, not next week, the week after, at 7 o'clock. He's got his book he'll be selling. Plus, he'll be talking about...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.